Do you know what the acronym NFL stands for?
Never found love.
Welcome to the tailgate, not your one-stop shop for NFL. Did I get that right?
Something like that. It's close enough.
I had the honour of being the captain for the Atlanta Falcons, which, you know, did I ever think that would ever happen? You know, this has been a crazy journey as it is, but to lead the guys out on that day for that game was, was pretty special and kind of surreal, to be honest with you.
Dear every football team but the Cleveland Browns, Des Bryant here. Help me, please.
To mama.
Do you know what the reason I like that is? Because it sounds like he's a cowboy.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're not anymore.
Oh, do you know what?
Yeah.
That's not even how...
You didn't even mean to do that.
My football team's Leyton Orient. You could be a Man United fan and win Premier Leagues every other year, but what's the fun in that? Being a Redskins fan, you just never know what's going to happen.
I like this. Are you saying they are the Leyton Orient of the NFL?
Maybe Cleveland's the Leyton Orient of the NFL.
Who do you think will win this year's Super Bowl this season?
The only name I could think of, because I don't really follow American football, would be Dallas Cowboys. They're a thing, aren't they? Or the Patriots, are they a thing?
Yeah, I think the Dallas Cowboys and... are they the New York Patriots?
I want to talk about Khalil Mack, the defensive end for the Raiders. He hasn't turned up to training because he wants this better deal, thinks it's worth holding out for. No one's denying he's not a hell of a player, but it sounds like he's got too much power.
Well, I would argue the complete opposite.
I knew you would.
I think that it's just proven by the fact that he feels like he needs to do this. Why should I earn less than this person?
Completely.
Because my team is telling me that they do not value me as much.
The English food is fish and chips. Can't really find any around here. It's all fried food and chicken and waffles and stuff, man. It's not for my taste, really. But yeah, there's a few good curry houses around, but you're definitely not finding a good fish and chip shop.